Thank you very much, Mr. Ismael. We'd like to request everyone to kindly state your name and your company when you ask your question for the benefit of everyone in the room. Yes, Carol.
Hi, Carol from UBS. I just have one question regarding your CAPEX. The lower CAPEX, is that a result of, say, delays in the projects that were supposed to be launched, and then, so which means it will just roll for the following period? Or were there projects that were taken out from the list? Or did you get, say, better terms in terms of a land acquisition? Thank you.
Carlos, probably a combination of a few things. Now, one, as you know, we have, I think, over 8,500 hectares of land that we currently have. So the thinking right now is to be able to first productively use this land prior to, I guess, acquiring more land, particularly land that we have to pay in cash, or land that will basically be used further down the road, because we believe that we have enough land right now to be able to sustain our growth and our targets up to 2020. No? So I think moving forward, we'll be very, very deliberate in terms of land acquisition. We will continue to do it, and the preferable mode will be through joint ventures or asset-light approaches. No? As you know, over the last 12 months, there have also been some projects that we basically deferred. So that basically also has contributed some to a possible reduction in CapEx for the year. But as Jimmy said, we continue to commit to our targets. The fact that the CapEx numbers will go down will only mean that we're making use of our capital more productively.
Thank you, Carol. Any more questions? Carl, Tracy, Ron Rodrigo.
Now have all buy recommendations.
Yes.
Hi. My question is with regards to your non-core, basically with Family Mart. Just wanted to have a sense of where it's going now, if you could provide some color. And then also with regards to the new, I think your joint venture with Pure Gold, with Mercato. So again, just if you can kindly refresh us with regards to where it will be going and how it would be played out within your mixed estate.
As you know, we actually got into these businesses to make sure that we actually do have a complete offering, no? In all our projects, whether it be estates or offices or residential condominium, no? As you know, we basically partnered with some leading companies to be able to move this initiative forward. So what we've done is, in relation to Family Mart, we now have I think over 100 stores in the network, and we basically continue to fine-tune the business model to ensure that as we expand, that this particular venture will be profitable. No? So I think right now there's a little bit of tweaking in terms of the business model, so that to ensure that as we continue to expand, that this will be meeting our expectations. In relation to the Mercado supermarket, which is our JV with Pure Gold, we basically opened our first store about a couple of weeks ago, and the results has been very encouraging, no? At least for the first week or so, no? But it's too early to tell. Again, the idea is let's test the business model. Once we're comfortable and we feel that this is going to be a profitable venture, then we go through a more deliberate and a faster rollout of this particular format.
Thank you, Ron. Any more questions? I guess that ends our briefing for this afternoon, but we'd like to apologize for the technical difficulty earlier. If you have further questions, just please feel free to send us an email. Thank you very much and have a good day.